This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Hey, on the football turf, our special guest is a veteran referee. Yeah, a zebra, black and white. Yep, you got that. He somehow manages to get 22 huge NFL players to follow the rules. But most days, he scores big for animal welfare groups all over the globe. Please welcome back to our show the CEO and founder of Cuddly, the one, the only, John Hussey. Welcome back, number 35.
Thanks, Arden. It's always a pleasure when you get welcomed back somewhere.
Even as a ref?
Right.
Well, we got to address the zebra in the room, which is you being an NFL ref. And then we're going to get into the great causes that you and the team at Cuddly are doing. I'm telling you, Thursday nights, Sundays, sometimes on a Monday, I am watching football. I'm an ex-sports writer. And what? I always look for number 35 on the field. And you have been, you were a lineman, now a referee. You've been in the NFL blowing a whistle for what, 23 years?
Yes, I'm going on my 24th season right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
The obvious question is, that is a great tenure. What made you say when you were growing up, I want to be an NFL referee?
So when I first started, it was really simply about my sports career ending and looking for something else. And typically what happens when an athlete figures out that they can only go so far because of their athletic ability, they go into coaching or they go into officiating. And my uncle was a high school, very prominent high school football official in Southern California. And he asked me if I was interested in giving this a try. And I did. I went to the new person's class, and I just took to it. I had really a fond experience with it. It was not that I set out to say, I want to be in the NFL one day. That did happen along the way, but that was the original intent.
I had that same dream, but I'm a chick and 5'1", so I don't know. I think the odds were against me.
You should have been an official.
I can drop kick a football, but nobody does that anymore. Yeah. So there you go. So what is it about officiating? I mean, it's a lot of pressure, and you've got some big guys sweating down your throat. And you've got to maintain calm and you got to play by the rules.
Yeah, I think officiating, and to go back to my early days in my journey, it's taught me a lot about life. It does have pressure. It does have accountability, preparation. It takes a lot of preparation. You don't just, what I always tell the teams when I talk to them at training camp is, it is not our intention to show up on Sunday and screw up your day for 3 hours. Like, we don't just show up to do that. We do a lot of preparation. On Saturdays in the NFL, we meet for 2-3 hours preparing for the game if it's kicking off at 1 o'clock. And we work very, very hard. And during the week, we work very, very hard. We look at film. So, you know, there's a lot of attributes to officiating that you can transfer over into just regular life. Physical fitness, it's important that you try to maintain that. And the older you get, the harder that is. That is a challenge. Like, I just started yesterday was day one for preparing for this upcoming season, and on the treadmill, running quick sprints and then slowing down, just like trying to emulate a football
game. I was going to ask you, have you ever figured out how many miles or steps you do in an average game?
Yes, they track that. We have little trackers in our shirts. And so it's been, for my position particularly, it's about 3 to 4 miles a game.
Wow.
I burn about 1,400 calories a game.
Hey, Pet Pals, we're speaking with John Hussey. He is the CEO and founder of Cuddly, an organization that is doing tons of great things for animal welfare groups all over the country. But we're going to dive into a little bit more about his cause. But we had to get the football out of the way, right? It's like the elephant in the room or the zebra in the room, right, John?
It is a very popular sport.
Oh, I love it. But you do a good job officiating, let me tell you. I covered one Super Bowl. You have been officiated how many?
I've been a line judge in one, and I was in the alternate referee in two. So I've been a bridesmaid, but not a bride.
Oh, that sounds like me with my writing and journalism, getting that runner-up. All right. Hey, we're going to talk more with John after we take this quick break. You know what the drill is. You got to sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. All Behave will be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. All Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now back to your fetching host, America's Pet Edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the All Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I have back one of my favorites. He is John Hussey. He does a lot of good for pets. He is the CEO and founder of Cuddly. And he somehow manages to also tweet his whistle at NFL games as a referee. That's the top one. That's the top guy. But people want to know what Cuddly is. And is that because you give good bear hugs, John? What is Cuddly?
I do give good bear hugs, but in response to your question, so Cuddly was created to help animal rescues and shelters solve what would be one of their number one challenges, which is fundraising. Predominantly, Arden, a majority of these groups, if not all of them, subsidize their operations through outside donations. We created the business, and it's a privately held, venture-funded company with its sole intention to help our partners get a bigger share of what's given to animals. A lot of our organizations are the small and the medium-sized animal welfare organizations, and they don't have a development team. They don't have a development officer. They don't have the social and email marketing tactics that a big marketing company has or big organization has. They don't even, some of them have a CRM in order to manage their donations and their donations for other donors. So we've teach them all of that. We give them free tools to do that. And we've successfully raised, as you mentioned, over $100 million for these small and medium-sized organizations, which has helped thousands and thousands and thousands of pets who, in our particular case, our slice of the universe is a lot of these animals are abused and neglected. There are some of the worst cases. The partners take them on. These animals were typically maybe euthanized, and they take them on. They help rehabilitate them, recover, and live a wonderful life. And so to be a part of this process and to help them feel confident that they could take on these cases put a tremendous amount of strain on the resources of these organizations. And for them to know that they can go now rescue those cases or help these cases and Cuddly will be their backstop is a tremendous feeling as the CEO.
Well, how did you come up with the name Cuddly?
I'm just going to be transparent. When we started, we were known as Pound Wishes, and I had no knowledge of animal welfare. I went in as an early investor.
Pound Wishes. That's the opposite of Weight Watchers.
It is. And you know, the word pound has been they remove from the vernacular of animal welfare because it just has a negative connotation. But the wishes part of it was tied back to our early founder with my co-founder. His daughter had to make a wish trip at Disneyland because she had early childhood cancer. He asked him, why is there not a Make-A-Wish Foundation for animals in rescues and shelters? And so that's hence where the name came from.
Okay.
When we were backed into a corner and realized that we had to change the name, it took me a lot of work, but ultimately we found the URL cuddly.com, and that's how we became Cuddly.
I'm so glad. I now know Cuddly was Pound Wishes. That's a new one for me, but you did good, man. That's a good business call. So you've done a lot of good for a lot of animal shelter groups around the country, but you are still striving to expand. So you launched a line of food, and part of the money is toward animal groups, right? What? Tell me about that.
Yeah. So along the way, you know, ours is a donation platform in a unique way where donors could donate food, treats, blankets, leashes, anything to help in the care and rehabilitation of the animals, as well as monetarily. So we've scaled that to where we provide food through this donation to donation aspect to shelters and rescues. Well, during COVID and post-COVID, there were supply chain issues in respect to keeping food, consistent food in our warehouse in order to deliver it to the partners. And so why don't we look at making our own food?
Okay.
Go direct to the manufacturer, a co-manufacturer, if you will, and remove the distributor from the process, remove and control the relationship. Because one of the things that happens when you have food instability is if you switch up foods with the animals, it creates a lot of digestive issues.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of strain.
And some cats, you know, they call them finicky. They are like, no, this doesn't smell like what I'm used to eating. So I'm not going to eat. Now I'm going to get sick.
For sure.
Right?
For sure. And so we looked at that as an opportunity to launch our own food. Well, along the way, I started noticing a lot of rescues specifically would post campaigns on Cuddly where they were about ready to run out of food, where they were going to have to close their doors, or they couldn't keep enough food in, or we needed to raise money quick-like in order to get them food. And so I started to thinking, well, what happens if we launch our food to the consumer, and for every bag of food purchased, we would donate a pound of food back? And we built that into our margins. And so we're launching this food, Cuddly Food, and it's a purchase with a purpose. Very similar to Bombas socks or Tom's shoes.
Okay, yeah.
Very similar.
Yeah, so with the socks, every pair you buy or something, they donate a pair to someone in need in a country. I like that. Well, look, the Pound Wishes came back to the...
Yeah,
that's your subtitle now.
And, you know, a lot of brands say they give back in pet. For example, there's a large one that says they give back a dollar. But really, you don't know where that's going to and the real material impact of that. What we know about our business model today is we're already shipping to these partners everything that's being donated. So we completely have solved the logistical back end challenge of giving back. We know how to give back to them. So us giving a pound of food or, you know, for every bag purchased, I want to get them to food sustainability. So they know that through this purchasing community that they're going to receive X amount of pounds of food every month to feed their animals, which will create consistency. And they can take the dollars that they're now spending on food and they can repurpose them to save more animals.
That is bueno, bueno. Hey, Pet Pals, we're speaking with John Hussey. He's the CEO of Cuddly, and we're going to dive into some things that he's going to share on how we can help as well. But we got to take a quick break, so you know the drill. Sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Has your dog or cat chewed through yet another set of sheets?
I get it. I've been there. But instead of replacing them with more scratchy, low-quality bedding, why not treat yourself to what Oprah and Chris Jenner sleep on every night? It's called Cozy Earth. And yes, it's as dreamy as it sounds. Their bamboo sheets and pajamas are buttery soft, cooling, moisture-wicking, and they actually get softer every time you wash them. I'm talking next level snuggle mode here, folks. These sheets have been on Oprah's favorite things list 7 years in a row, and there's a reason why. Cozy Earth gives you the softest, coolest sleep of your life. And just for Pet Life Radio listeners, I scored you an exclusive 41% off. That's the biggest discount they offer anywhere. Just use promo code PETLIFERADIO at CozyEarth.com and sleep like the celebrity your pet already thinks you are. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code PETLIFERADIO. You'll thank me at bedtime.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Marcus Allen. I encourage you to tune in on the Oh Behave Show with Arden Moore on Pet Life Radio.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to Oh Behave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I got one of my favorites here. He is John Hussey. We seem to run into each other at weird places, like on an airplane, at the Global Pet Expo years ago. We must run in the same circles.
Yes. I when you travel as much as I do for my Sunday job, it's always great. It's always great to run into a friendly face. It's kind of lonely on the road.
Well, I want to ask a couple questions about how people can find out more about Cuddly and the Cuddly food. So go ahead, share the website.
Yeah, so please go to cuddly.com. Very, you know, it's very user-friendly and intuitive. You can definitely donate, which is really impactful and helps our shelter and rescue partners in sustaining their operations. Or you can actually purchase our new food product, Cuddly Food Line, and other really cool items to help your pet.
Is that online or how do they get it?
They get it online currently.
Okay. So in addition, you know, the summer's here and, you know, there's a lot of pets. I live in Dallas. I know you're in Texas too, aren't you?
I am in Dallas.
Oh, we should run into each other. Anyway, I live in Dallas. You live in Dallas. You know, there's a lot of dogs and cats. Shelters are getting full. What are some things? Obviously, they can purchase your product and it can donate to a shelter. But do you have any other tips for people that may not want to necessarily adopt a dog or cat, but they want to help out their local shelters and rescue groups?
For sure. So immediately, obviously, the monetary aspect, right, of donating, because, again, these organizations are primarily relying on outside funding to sustain their operations. You can volunteer. That's always helpful. Fostering is even an extension of volunteering, which fostering is very helpful. And certainly, if you can't adopt per se, but maybe you can foster for a couple, 2-3 months or what have you, that's always really helpful. You can join Cuddly Club.
Oh, what's Cuddly Club? Why haven't I joined Cuddly Club?
Cuddly Club is a group of powerful individuals who donate monthly, and we take those funds then and we repurpose them into the needs of our shelter and rescue. So, for example, we have a van we donated in Texas that saves thousands of animals a year. We just donated a van to one of our partners in New York City, who now will go and help save animals. And we would like to expand more vans on the road that are helping these partners save more animals. So Cuddly Club is a real powerful way to give, where you sign up and you don't have to worry about it. We'll do all the heavy lifting for you. You can go, you know, Cuddly Shop and donate products. So we have a lot of ways to help our organizations and our partners, you know, because they're, as you alluded to, they're overrun. They're at capacity. And so they need all the help that we can give them. And so to rally your listeners, people, and get them into our community, just please know that we are finding every opportunity to try to help and support our partners.
Can you give me a couple of examples, something in the United States and someplace elsewhere where Cuddly made a difference that touched your heart?
Yeah, I'll go back to our first campaign. His name was Thor. He happened to be, in this particular case, he was rescued by a U.S.-based animal welfare organization. He was walking through the streets of Tijuana, barely dragging his legs. And Thor received, like, just a tremendous amount of support, where they had to build a wheelchair for him. We raised the funds for the wheelchair on Cuddly. He needed aquatic therapy. We raised the funds to pay for aquatic therapy. And Thor is online. He had almost like 3 million views to his story. That is the one of the first campaigns that we ever fundraised for on Cuddly. And it is on my business card. It's a reminder to me of where we came from. But you can go to success stories on Cuddly.com. If you pull down the tab, success stories, there are hundreds and hundreds, if not more, of success stories where we've helped animals in their journey. It's heartwarming to go through and read how a company that we started 9 years ago has made an impact in this community.
You know, in football, there's stats. And so correct me if I'm wrong for this, but you have partnered with over 4,500 animal welfare groups worldwide, raised more than $1 million in less than 10 years. Have 100 million. Thank you. Millions. Now you know why I'm not an auditor or an accountant. And you have over 365,000 donors and growing.
Yes, ma'am.
Bless you. How's that? Do you ever have a referee? Have somebody say thank you?
Very rarely. That job is about, you know, that happens to go out every game and strive for perfection, knowing you're not going to get achieve perfection. And I call it the zero sum game, right? So at the end of the day, somebody's going to win and somebody's going to lose. It's just the nature of it. And so it's a zero sum game for us. There's going to be at least 50% of the people watching that game very unhappy with our performance.
How do you deal with that? It's tough to be a ref.
It is. And in today's society, we have I don't mean to get off topic, but in today's society, we have a definite issue in getting enough officials for the high school because it's very difficult. It's different. And the NFL, I have kind of a, you know, it's sort of a protected environment. And there's the people and the players and coaches in the National Football League always surprise me of how classy they carry themselves and how, you know, there's just a respect level to get to the highest level of the game.
Yes.
You know, every once in a while in the stands or where you come across, you're going to run into, especially on social media, you're going to run into some hate. You pretty much ignore it.
Well, on the other flip of the coin, I bet you've met some people in the NFL that do a lot for animals too.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I can't engage with them on a personal level because
right.
of the role that I have, and there's a firewall between that. But it is interesting to me when I come across or I see articles about certain players, or even in a game where they have the customized My Cleats weekend where they get the, and one of them has animal welfare as their cause. It warms my heart to see. Again, I can't really engage, but it's interesting to me how many animal lovers and supporters are actually in the National Football League.
I don't remember the name of the guy, but he was a top draft pick. He's going into the NFL, and he has a huge dog, and his priority was to make sure he could find housing so that it would accommodate his huge dog and himself. And that was the first thing he said when I went house hunting, was to find a home with my dog. That made me feel like supporting that young man.
Yeah. For sure. You can't help but not want to, you know, not me, but you root for that person.
Yes. When I was a sports writer, like you as an official, I could not root for a team. No, no, no. You said that firewall. You're perfectly correct. So I can finally cheer, but I spent 20 years as a reporter and part of it as a sports writer, and I could not cheer. That was the rules, right?
Myself and my crew have to protect the integrity of the game when we're out there. That's our role.
So have you sampled the Cuddly dog food yet yourself?
I personally have not eaten the Cuddly dog food for full transparency. But the feedback loop that I have, many, many, and this is what's really heartwarming, many, many people, even people who have finicky dogs, are feeding Cuddly food. I just got a review this weekend where one of our rescues was touting how she's been able to rehabilitate a lot of dogs that have, you know, allergies or
reactions. Good.
We didn't just take some food off the shelf, Arden. We spent 2 years in research and development. We made sure that we built a food that was actually very, very high in ingredients, quality ingredients. We separated land and sea. So for example, salmon and rice is not salmon chicken meal. It's salmon and fish meal. We did not, if you go and look at some of the brands.
No, that's smart.
It was
that's
very
smart.
Surprising
yeah.
to me. You go look at salmon as a recipe for some of these brands, and it's backed up. The second or third ingredient is chicken byproduct or chicken meal. Well, that's not really salmon.
No, that's, you need surf versus turf.
And we did that.
That's good. That's good. Well, if you ever do taste it, we'll have you back on and we'll see what your palate says on that. How's that? Before we go, because you do so much good, what have dogs, cats, other companion animals, how have they made you, John Hussey, CEO of Cuddly, a better person?
I tell this story all the time. When I was raised, my dad and we had dogs around the house, but they were kenneled. They were kept in the laundry room. You know, they were still safe, but they were not
enriched.
Yeah. Today, current state, they sleep on our bed. The humanization of animals has transformed over the last decade or so. And, you know, they're part of your family now. They
absolutely
really are. And I just love my dog, Benji. He greets me at the stairs when I come home every day. When I come home from a long trip, he's wagging his tail and he's meeting me halfway down the stairs. And have like unconditional love, you know, and to have that warm feeling when you come home to see him there is just, I don't know, it touches my heart.
How old is Benji? What kind of dog?
He's 7 years old now. He's a Springer Terrier. We actually got him down the street, right? One of the neighbor's dogs had a litter and we got him down the street. This is way before I really understood rescue and shelter and stuff. And he might be even a little older than that because I think we got him about the time for Cuddly. But Benji's living his best life. And then we have, my wife would get really mad at me if I didn't tell you this, but she bought me a horse.
Of course.
Along with the horse came two rescue horses.
Oh, okay. How did that work out?
Well, the rescue where we bought our horse, the horse she bought for me for my birthday, they said, hey, you have two more stalls in your barn. We don't want you to have one horse and him be lonely.
Yeah, let him have some pals.
Yeah, so we have Dancer and Buddy along with Ollie. So we have three horses. We have some chickens. This is all my wife now. This is totally her project.
Good for her.
Yeah.
You want to say her name since you say every pet's name, but your wife's name?
My wife, Paula. And it's really interesting because just really quick. So Dancer and Buddy were, one of them was a former thoroughbred racer. He raced like 30 times. They were emaciated. The gentleman that owned them got dementia and he thought he had a caretaker, but he didn't. And so when the children came over and saw this, they called the rescue and the police. And so those horses got rescued. So my wife has nurtured these two. They're 20 some years old. She has nurtured them. They're beautiful. They're living their best life. And so a big shout out to my wife, Paula. She's put in the work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, bless you all. And everyone, please check out cuddly.com. They are making a difference for animal shelters all over the globe. I always like the shelter. I donate when they say your donation will be tripled. I do that a lot too, to maximize the income for the shelters. But thank you for all you do, John Hussey. And I'll probably be cheering for a referee at my next NFL game because it'll be number 35 and that'll be you.
Thanks, Arden. I look forward to seeing you on the road somewhere.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Hey, Pet Pals, that's it for our show today. Again, we want to give a big thanks to our special guest, John Hussey of Cuddly.com. A big thanks for all of you, Pet Pals, for tuning in. We are the longest running pet podcast on the planet. We've been on the air since 07. What? Shout out to my producer, Mark Winter. He is the surgeon of sound, and he is the executive producer of all the shows on Pet Life Radio's network. Check us out. And also, I'm boosting up my YouTube. Come on, John Hussey, you've got to subscribe. Just go to Arden Moore. We have almost 900 videos and all good stuff, nothing snarky. And my special passion is pet first aid. I'm a master instructor. So please, please check out Pet First Aid for You. I do it with two shelter alums, Pet Safety Dog Kona, Pet Safety Cat Casey. Everything is veterinary approved and we have fun. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you two, three, and four-leggers out there. Oh, behave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Oh Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.